Hello, I'm Pastor Doug Meacham from Grace Chapel in Westerville, Ohio, and we welcome you back to Life's Beautiful Journey Radio. Each week we will be talking about a different part of life, and this week we will be talking about anger. Now, this is another one of those topics that might make you ask, how is this a part of life's beautiful journey? And again, I have to stress how important it is for us to become strong in the areas where we are weak in order to live life victoriously. You know, sometimes we go to some extreme measures in dealing with anger. You know, I heard about a husband and wife talking about coping with anger one time, and the husband asked, "You know, when I get mad at you, you never fight back. How do you control your anger?" And the wife said, "Well, I just clean the toilet." Then the husband asked, "Well, how does that help?" And the wife said, "Well, I use your toothbrush." Yuck. You know, anger can cause us to do some crazy things sometimes, can it? You know, as a kid, I can remember a friend of mine telling me that he got so mad once that he kicked the bass drum on his drum set with his cowboy boots on, and his foot went right through the drum head. His punishment was for the head to remain ripped for a bit, meaning he really couldn't play them like, you know, he wanted to, or like they should be played. You know, also in my younger days, I seemed to have a bad habit of breaking windows. And I broke one on our playhouse shed one time because I thought we were trapped in there as the door latched shut on us. And I broke a window also in our church basement as I hit a baseball from fairly far away, but it kept rolling and rolling and rolling until it bounced right through the window into the church basement. You know, and all those incidents may have led up to the moment when I broke the window in our side garage door at our house, where I was living there as a kid. And I can't really remember how it happened, but I am sure I was either swinging something or probably throwing something I shouldn't. But with my window-breaking track record, it made my dad quite angry when he got home that afternoon and saw that it happened yet again. And he will tell you that instead of stepping back and taking a moment to let the anger pass, he decided to try and break off the remaining sections of glass on the door with his hands, only to have his hand slip and get sliced by a piece of that glass. And he ended up having to get some stitches and even had part of a nerve partially exposed in the process. And he's always said that that's his little reminder to not act during a moment of anger when something comes his way. You know, over the years, I've experienced firsthand anger that can be displayed in relationships, too. Oh, boy, right? Whether there was a misunderstanding or a major disagreement or some other cause for an argument, trying to operate a functioning relationship is extremely difficult during a time of anger. You know, I've heard of rings being thrown into the yard or photographs being cut up or other items and even property being destroyed by a ball bat because of anger being present in a relationship. In fact, there's even a famous song out there by Carrie Underwood that talks about such an exchange called "Before He Cheats." And the chorus says, "I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive, carved my name into his leather seats. I took a Louisville Slugger to both headlights, slashed a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time he'll think before he cheats." Oh, man. You know, that is one thing that I tried to work on in myself before I ultimately met my wife, was to control any anger and try to talk through things as much as possible, and then always be willing to set aside pride and approach her with humility and grace, while also being willing to ask for forgiveness for any part I had in the argument, even if I think I was right. But, you know, that's something that we can learn and grow in as we practice more and more giving everything to God. And that same attention to mercy and grace carried into being a parent for me, you know, whether the kids painted the walls with toilet water and the toilet brush in the bathroom, or maybe sometime they might have colored under the table and chairs with nail polish, or simply talked back to us when they shouldn't have, I had to check my level of anger and operate outside of my initial release of temper. You know, it can be tough to bring anger under control, but again, we can do so with the help of the Lord and His strength. He is the one that has the strength that can get us through that. And I love that. And in fact, in James 1:19 in the Bible, it addresses this subject beautifully, and it says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." And I love that verse because it gives a few other steps that we can take into account to deal with the possible anger in our lives. One of those things, as we saw, was we can be quick to listen. You know, many times we don't hear the things around us properly, and misunderstandings can lead to anger sometimes, can't they? You know, we might ask, did they just say that to me? Oh, maybe we should ask and take an extra moment to truly listen to what is being said to you. That can help dispel some of those angry feelings that we get. And then a second thing it says there is that leads us to the item that says, which is slow, you know, to slow to speak. We need to be slow to speak. And I was slow to speak there, wasn't I? Many times, you know, we have to understand that. You know, we feel like we have to shoot right back at someone a verbal dagger to make it known that we are angry. You know, just to let them know, you give them a piece of our mind, right? But think about Jesus when he was being put on trial. There was a portion of time that he didn't even respond to the accusations placed on him. You know, I believe he always operated in the full capacity of wisdom that his Heavenly Father had available to him. He knew that he could have easily opened his mouth and shared enough to be set free in that time. But he also knew he was the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind, and his silence was necessary to accomplish his mission for us. You know, because the Lord knows best in every situation we face. And if we do the things mentioned in this verse, it gives him the opportunity to work a miracle in our lives, doesn't it? You know, don't try to deal with anger on your own. Rely on God through the power of Jesus' name and, of course, the Holy Spirit to overcome that rage that might fester inside. For doing that is the best way to travel through life's beautiful journey. Our podcast, again, is sponsored by Grace Chapel Community Church, and more information can be found about the church at gracechapel.us. Again, that's gracechapel.us. Remember that you can also send me an email directly to PastorDougMeacham@yahoo.com. Again, that's Pastor Doug, M-E-A-C-H-A-M, at yahoo.com. And make sure to check out our new YouTube channel for some exciting adventures and enhanced versions of our podcast. And in fact, we just put one out from the last episode on parks. And then you can also follow us on Facebook, where we have some product mentions and such that we've talked about in different episodes, and it gives you a chance to check those things out. And so I ask you, won't you join us again next week for Life's Beautiful Journey? Thanks again for joining us, and God bless. You make life beautiful. I feel incomplete. You make life beautiful.